Well, hello. Welcome to the next episode of Pegasus Radio. Today, I'm going to talk about the Great Resignation. How many of you have heard this statement now? You may have seen it quite a bit over social media. For anybody who's not, the logic with this, a lot of commentators in various industries are saying is that a lot of people have had a lot of time to reflect over the last year. The pandemic has forced a lot of people to reflect on how they live their lives, whether they're happy with their current employer. And the logic goes that a lot of individuals have reached a point where they've decided they're no longer happy at their employer and are almost just biding their time until they feel we are truly out of the pandemic. And obviously, quick caveat, I appreciate we'd probably like to be living with COVID for years yet. I do get that. But it's fair to say that normality is rapidly returning, certainly here in the UK. I appreciate some other nations, India and Brazil, there's been two examples that are really struggling still. But generally speaking, the world is getting back to some normality with this. And as it does, the people behind this Great Resignation theory are saying that, look, a number of individuals will start to move now, move to new employers where they feel they've got an environment they prefer being in, perhaps have, you know, got a more healthy attitude around flexible working, if that's what the individual wants. So is there going to be a Great Resignation? Are we going to see a number of individuals over probably the summertime of this year start looking for new roles? I don't know what your thoughts are on that, folks. I certainly called this back in April or May. I said that I thought certainly from April onwards, we would see a mass exodus of people, certainly within the construction industry, or not mass exodus of people, sorry, mass exodus from certain firms, a bloody big game of merry-go-round where people would move to different organisations. I have to say, I've not seen that to date. I think certainly some people are moving, without doubt. Certainly, it's fair to say that we seem to continue to be having record months at the moment here at Pegasus. So certainly there is absolutely more movement. I would equally say I don't think I'm seeing this kind of mass movement of people between organisations. Now, that could simply be that it's still too early. I think the pandemic is maybe not still over, and some people still have concerns about the economic impacts of COVID and whether there's still fragility in the market. I'm here to tell you that's absolutely not the case. You know, I'm as busy as I've ever been, and that's reflected in the fact that all of my clients are very busy recruiting, and they're all reporting that they're just winning more and more work, that they are going out to tenders almost on a daily basis for different clients. And there's a lot of work in the system. So I think we can all safely say, certainly if we're in construction and property, that we're in a fairly great place at the moment, actually. And there is still this massive skill shortage in the industry. The pandemic masked that for a little bit, because obviously I think some organizations, you know, took a decision, I think some too early, frankly, or cut too deep in terms of making people redundant. As a result of that, there was suddenly a time when there were more people than there were jobs for a while in the market. But I think that just masked something that was just because of the impact of COVID, slowed things down temporarily. The short, medium and long-term outlook, in my opinion, is that we are heading towards a massive skill shortage. I think we're still probably seeing more people retire than we are seeing people join the industry. I think, again, an impact of COVID, we've seen a slowdown in international relocations at the moment, but that will start in earnest again soon. You know, when all these borders reopen and people who have been planning to make a move to work somewhere else in the world will be jumping on that as soon as they can, I think. So I think we are going to see a tremendous skill shortage in most countries. I think the UK is going to be hit incredibly hard by it in terms of, I just don't think there are enough good people in the market. So yeah, there's going to be, you know, in my opinion, a huge, huge war on talent coming. It's just when it lands. So I don't know, as somebody who's potentially employed at the moment, what your thoughts are, folks, about whether you're thinking about making a move yourself. Certainly the one thing I would say is there is a great amount of opportunity out there. As an employer, what can you do to make sure that you do not have poor retention rate over this next year? Well, I think the obvious things are you need to reach out to your people. And I don't mean by sending a group email to everybody. I don't mean by the CEO sending a goodwill email to everybody. I think people, frankly, are seeing through that. I think what people really need is somebody to sit down with them on a one-on-one basis, ask them how the last year has gone, ask them genuinely what frustrations they've got with the current employer. Do it in a manner where they feel safe that there's going to be no retribution, that there is going to be no impact on their career within the business by saying what their frustrations have been. It needs to be a truly kind of open forum to understand what they think the company has done badly. You need to give them some proper answers to that and some proper kind of solutions, you know, genuine actions that the business will take to make their life easier. If you're moving to a more flexible working environment, what exactly does that look like? I think that's another thing. Companies just need to get their stories absolutely straight and their policies absolutely on point in terms of how flexible and agile working will work going forward. I still think there are a lot of companies who are really sat on the fence with that one. And I get that this is an evolving world we are in. I do get that. And I get that it may not be entirely straightforward for these companies to make a call on that. But frankly, I think a lot of employees want the answers to that now. Basically, they want to understand how it's going to work going forward and may well be choosing to make career decisions, i.e. leaving their current employer, if they do not feel there is a robust answer around agile working. So I think as employers, you need to know the answer to that quite quickly, I think, and be able to articulate that to your people. But then other than that, look, it's the same old things with retention. I think a lot of people genuinely believe that people move just for money. I can tell you categorically as a headhunter for 20 years, that is not how it works. If somebody is entirely happy in their organization, me ringing them and going, I'll get you 10K more on your salary, it's not going to tempt them. I think by the point they take my call or another recruiter's call, it's usually because they've reached a point of frustration with their current employer and at that point want to find out what else is in the market. Obviously, at that point later down the line, salary does become an issue, and that's where maybe some of this misconception comes that it's all about money. It really isn't. Having said that, an individual decides that they're unhappy and wants to look, and they actually find that they are either well underpaid relative to market or just that they've got a very skill set that's highly sought after, then of course, you probably are going to see what looks like people moving just only because they're getting, in some cases, quite a significant jump on their salary, maybe 10, 20%, depending on the individual and how underpaid they were relative to market. So that is just a byproduct of somebody choosing to look. And the reason I would say in 9 times out of 10, I speak to candidates is because they've got to a point where they've got frustrations with their current employer that they do not feel have been addressed or listened to. Okay, so yeah, that's my take on it. Whether this great resignation that people are talking about will happen in the numbers that have been talked about, I'm maybe not convinced. I do, however, believe there are a lot of individuals who have become increasingly frustrated with their current employer. And off the back of that, I think we'll be looking to move at some point this year. So I do think we are going to see a lot of movement in the market over the course of the remainder, of 2021. I can't believe we're almost in June already. The year is flying by. If I was to call it, I think what we'll see is individuals, and this is just a kind of natural trend in the market anyway, that happens every year. I think people will get through the summer now as things are starting to relax. People can get out to, you know, pubs and beer gardens and days out and going on holiday, etc. But I think when a lot of individuals come back in September, I think that is when we'll see a real rush to market where we see a lot of individuals looking to change jobs. So as an employer, here's the warning. You've got time to try and fix things internally and make sure that your existing staff are happy. If you are an individual who's considering looking and would like some advice, as always, you know, hopefully anybody who listens to these podcasts and maybe follows me on LinkedIn and indeed has maybe already spoken to me in the past, you will know that the way myself and my team approach anything with a potential candidate is that we will first give advice. We'll first listen to what your frustrations are. We will try to see whether, or we'll be honest with you, frankly, about whether the frustrations you've got are fair and reasonable, and maybe even sometimes encourage you to go back to your employer and see if you can fix those. But equally, if you are ready to look, we'll give you honest advice about the market. We will tell you, we'll listen to the kind of company you want to work for, importantly, and then we'll guide you to those kinds of organizations. I think certainly some of the placements I've made very recently, you know, the overwhelming feedback I get is that, my God, Paul, you listened to exactly what I wanted, and that's exactly what you produce in terms of the companies that we would want to look at. That should sound bloody obvious. That's what a good recruiter should do. Certainly, obviously, we're called recruitment consultants. The consultant part, I think some recruiters miss personally. So yeah, look, if you want any advice, please do reach out to me or one of my team. We would be happy to help. But yeah, let's see if this great resignation happens or not. We'd be interested in all of your thoughts on this. Okay, have a good day, folks. Bye.